It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and the first Wednesday of the month, we get to talk to Tyanne from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
A lot going on. You know, summer's over. Things are shifting to fall and winter and all of this other stuff. The Chamber's not slowing down.
It's not slowing down. If anything, I feel like there's like tremendous amount that has to get done before January, just because of how much planning goes into the things that we are, you know, working on for the summer and spring.
Right.
But we have a lot going on the next couple months too. So.
Well, let's dig in. I know there is a lot happening between now and the end of the year.
There is a lot going on. October 1st started our fiscal year. So, you know, for those of you that want to celebrate New Year's early, you can celebrate with us at the Chamber. our New Year's was October 1st. So membership renewals, all those good things are going on right now. So,
And this would be a friendly reminder to get that stuff submitted.
Yes, get that stuff submitted, turned in, those membership forms. We do have electronic form for the first time going on this year. And you know, like a lot of the question I get asked the most about membership is, well, what do I get out of membership? The one thing that you're doing is you're truly investing in your community. So all the different activities that we have going on, which I'll go over some on our docket right now. But really it's making those things happen.
Yep.
So it takes a lot of hands on. So, you know, the office used to run off of two staff, that were very overworked, to now we have 10 of us in the office that, you know, there's some behind the scenes and all of that. And it,
sure.
Literally we feel like we can always be using more for as much as we're doing. So.
Yeah. And that also is another way you can help out too.
It's, yeah.
You can always volunteer yourself or some of your staff to help with events and things going on.
100%. Our youth staff is really engaging with the other youth in our community. I think you're going to be seeing some of those other kids in our community stepping up and helping out with some different things that we have going on this year. But yeah, it's just, I mean, Riverfest, we're planning Riverfest. So if there's people that want to be involved with that, Christmas by Candlelight, we're talking to an organization about doing a little bit of a different spin on that this year that they want to be involved with it. So there's always like fun things, you know, that we could always use more hands for.
And speaking of fun things, brand new this year. Going to Island Park.
I know. So last year, you know, during COVID, when we brought up the Christmas lights contest, it was really popular because I think everyone was stuck at home.
Right.
Last year, we kind of fizzled off in the amount of houses that we had signed up. So we decided this year we were going to try something else. So we set aside a bunch of funds and we bought a bunch of Christmas lights from our community partner, Ace Hardware. They're fantastic to us at the Chamber and the CBB. So we have quite a few Christmas lights. I think after talking to Rhonda, we have roughly around 19,000 Christmas lights we're going to be putting up in the park, is what we think we have. So I'm in the middle of trying to, we want to invite businesses to come down. I'm working on like where those businesses can be located, how many businesses we can have off of the electric that we have down at the park.
What is that going to look like? The businesses will decorate a corner. Is that kind of what the plan is?
Correct. So my plan is, it's depending on where we're going to have that electric outlets at. I'm hoping I can get 14 spots for businesses to come in if they want to. And with that, you're going to get so many feet, and then you'll get like one outlet that you can do. That's what I'm hoping I can have up to. It might be less. I'm arranging right now like the whole electrical thing with the city and with different options that I have. I've met with several with the city in the last few days. But we are going to be doing some when you're driving into the park. And then the shelter houses, you're going to be seeing stuff around the shelter houses because that right there is where a lot of our electric in that park is at, besides where the baseball field is and the pool. But the city doesn't plow out that whole way. So we want to make it easy for people to be driving through if they want to do that.
Sure.
And then there will be parking down by, you know, the dog park area if you do want to get out and walk around as
But
well.
It really is going to be set up to where if it's freezing cold, you can still just drive through.
100% you can. A fun fact is that we have three seniors that reached out to the chamber because they found out we were doing this project from our youth staff. So they want to help us with this project for their Eagle Achievement project this year. So I'm meeting with them on Friday to hear what their whole vision of it is. So that is something you're going to be seeing. But you will be seeing Tyann and her youth staff and our staff down there decorating MEA weekends. We want to get ours done MEA weekend for our lighting of it. And then they'll be lit Thanksgiving weekend down there.
And is there going to be a big flip the switch thing, or is it just gonna that night it's gonna be on?
Well, that might be happening, Steve. Yes. I really want to talk to these kids from their Eagle Achievement Project and really get a feel kinda of what they want, because I really want their vision and, you know, what they foresee happening. I want their voice to be heard too.
Absolutely. It's going to be neat.
It is.
And I think the town is looking forward to it.
Yes, it will be something different. A lot of communities around us do things like that. That's another thing if people want to volunteer for. We're more than happy to take some extra hands with
that.
Yeah,
that's a lot of lights to hang up. And, you know, the other thing that's really neat that's different in Windham is that that park is right on the highway. So everybody driving through that may not necessarily stop in Windham may be pulling off to drive through there.
Right.
And who knows what that can lead to.
Yeah.
So it's good for the town.
It is good for the town. You know, that's a billboard for our community. We should be proud of that park. There's a lot of people in our community that donate their time and funds to make that park beautiful.
Yeah.
I have way more respect for that park in my time here with this job than I ever had before. And it's just, it's awesome. I love driving by on a Friday night and seeing the football games going on and, you know, the baseball games. And it's just such a huge billboard for our community. And it's really showing a small town every time we drive by it.
Absolutely. All right. So 19,000 lights. But that's not even all that you're working on.
No, it's not. The other things that we have coming up through the month of October is we have our chamber connections. Obviously, you're always the fourth Thursday of every month. And that's at 8 a.m. We encourage people to come around 8 a.m. About 8:15 is when we kind of like share. And you get to hear from the person that's hosting and then also from different entities in our community. Bank Midwest had theirs in the month of September, and that was quite a turnout. I haven't seen one that huge in quite a while. But this month, it's at the Cottonwood County Historical Society. So I'm excited to have people come in here from Linda. I mean, that's just a peer gem in our community.
Absolutely.
And they always have fun, different things going on there. And it's such a rarity to have all of the history that we have capability of having in our own community. So.
And that's one of those buildings that people drive by that maybe don't even realize everything that's in there.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah, our youth staff has been in there quite a bit being part of us, and then our staff has. But it's fun to hear from the kid perspective that they didn't even know things like that are there.
Yeah.
I think you kind of go on, you know, field trips when you're younger and you kind of forget about it. But yeah, it's a really neat place, and they're constantly interchanging out different things. I know Dave Strom, our local, has had art in there, and it's a lot of neat things that go on in that historical society.
Definitely. And when is that?
That is Thursday, October 27th, and that starts at 8 a.m. And then we encourage people to come around 8 a.m. 8:15 is when we start sharing, and those typically last about a half hour. You're definitely out of there by 8:45, 9 a.m.
Yep. Very good.
And then the last thing I want to touch base on this month while I'm here talking to you is that we have some exciting things that are coming up. Our Chamber Gala this year, for the first time, we're not doing it in the month of October. We're doing it in the month of November. And it's on a Friday night. This is the first time it's ever been done on a Friday. And we have dueling pianos coming in.
It's going to be so good.
It is going to be so fun. I'm so excited for our gala this year. But tickets are going on sale for that starting next week. They'll be going out to members, first to our Chamber of Champions, then to our members, and then to the public after that. But yeah, that's going to be a fun Friday night. And dueling pianos, if you've never seen dueling pianos.
Extremely entertaining.
Yes. And it's a different show every time. So I mean, it's super fun. So I'm excited for that. And then the other thing that you're going to be seeing that we're going to be releasing tickets on is, Wyndham River Fest now. It was the CVB, but now that Wyndham River Fest is underneath the Chamber and the CVB house now, Wyndham River Fest is going to be bringing Hairball to our community in 2023 for our community celebration. So you're going to see tickets going on sale for that here by the end of October. So you can get those out for Christmas presents or whatever that is.
What a great Christmas gift idea, too.
I know. So that'll be fun. And they're going to be discounted. So after the first of the year, those tickets will be increasing. So we're going to do it as a little bit of a discounted price just to kind of get that push going. And
when do those go on sale then?
I've already started the ticket part of it. I just did not finish it yet, Steve. But the next couple of weeks, it will be going out. Yep.
Good.
We'll have that on all of our social
media. And you can save some money.
You can save some money. Actually, I think it's going to be about $10 you're going to save.
Wow.
So it will be quite a bit. So, yeah.
So as you mentioned in the beginning, just nothing going on. It's a busy time, but there isn't a downtime at the Chamber.
I'm starting to realize that there really isn't a downtime. But, you know, I love my job. So, you know, I can't guarantee I'm going to be here forever, but I love my job, and I love, you know, all the different people in the community that make my job easier. There's a lot of them. And it's fun to come together to do fun things. And there's a lot of people in our community that want things that help push things through that I don't even think people realize.
Yeah,
so.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And again, just to plug, it is membership time.
It is membership time, yep. So I've gotten quite a few membership forms coming in the mail this week. So yeah, get on and register, be a member. If you have more information or want more information about membership or the benefits of membership and all those different things, please feel free to contact me and I will happily answer them for you.
And you have various levels of memberships, and the Chamber Champions is a program that you got started that continues to grow, but those sponsors really make it possible for the Chamber to do a lot.
They do. And the main part of that is with the staffing part of it. Like our youth staff, them being able to be part of our budget really comes from that Chamber Champion piece of it. Now that we've done Riverfest, we've done all these different things. I mean, this year's budget was interesting, right? Because it was so many different factors that go into it. But that Chamber Champions program, you're going to see that program change a little bit where we're spotlighting them more, you know, having it as an advertisement piece for them. You're going to be hearing those names a lot more than you were before.
Already. Yeah, that's right.
But they are going to be more highlighted. So you'll be hearing from us with Steve and in the Citizen and on our social media platforms from those members a lot more throughout this next fiscal year than you had prior.
Something else to look forward to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very good. Tyann, thank you for
coming in
this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And that will do it for Kaleidoscope today on KDOM.